This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Wow, baphulaphuli sifikile sigalelekile. Yeah. You can tell ke those who are watching us pa on Facebook, they can tell indoba I'm not alone in studio, as I've said ukuthi I do have indwendwe that will be coming and sharing the word of God. Umfundisi okhona phakathi kwethu, and ifuna ke umnika this opportunity for him to greet abaphulaphuli in this new year. Yeah. We last saw him last year. Ngoku ngunyaka omusha 2024 ulapha, and he's full of fire. Yeah. Mfundisi, let me give you this opportunity to greet abaphulaphuli.
Enkosi kakhulu mfundisi. Greetings mfundisi wami, and thank you for this opportunity. And ngibulisa kubaphulaphuli bonke. Radio K Pulpit 729 AM. Compliments of the new season. Siyambonga uThixo that has kept us up until this year. Umfundisi uMkhwanazi lona omuzi igama othethayo. And siyambonga uNkulunkulu because he has given us yet another a day to just glorify him. Wow. There are many baphulaphuli abantu that wanted to see this day, but unfortunately kange bakhona ukuthi balibone, but thina because of his grace. It's not because senza kangcono kunabo, but his grace is upon us, so we just want to thank him for that. Enkosi kakhulu mfundisi.
Wow mfundisi, thank you very much for that introduction. We really thank God and appreciate you that last year, ever since we started, you came and became a blessing to abaphulaphuli, and we trust ukuthi uNkulunkulu will continue to make you a blessing to us. We wish you all of the best kulonyaka ka 2024. Without waste of time mfundisi, you can tell ukuthi I'm so excited to receive that which God has installed in you, so that we can all sing about Pulapuli and Skululo and benefit from the reservoir, your Luazi, and the anointing that is upon your life. Over to you, Mfundisi.
Enkosi kakhulu Mfundisi. Before I start, we're going to read quite a number of verses today. But asoze ngifunde yonke, just to preserve time. But I just want to also acknowledge my wife and my child, Endlini. I really thank God for them.
Wow.
And yeah, Mfundisi, we can start. We'll go to the book of Luke, chapter 1. I will read verse 5 till 14. Then I will jump to 18 till 20, then 28 till 38, so that we can get what we are going to be talking about today. And we believe uThixo will help us a lot, Mfundisi, because we cannot do this on our own. Yeah. And it is by his grace that we are here. So the title, before I start reading the scripture, is the importance of alignment. Not just alignment, but divine alignment. We are still good January. This is the last Sunday of January. It's important that we speak about these things while we are still starting the year. Basically, we are just starting the year, because this is the last Sunday of the first month. So let me, without wasting time, Funis, let me read Luke chapter 1, verse 5 till 14. It reads as follows. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the division of Abijah. His wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. But they had no child because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well advanced in years. Verse number 8. So it was that while he was serving as priest before God in the order of his division, according to the custom of the priesthood, his lot fell to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. Verse number 10. And the whole multitude of the people was praying outside at the hour of incense. Verse 11. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him standing on the right side of the altar of incense. Verse number 12. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. Verse 13. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard." I want us to highlight this one, Fundisi. "For your prayer is heard." Then continuing, it says, "And your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John." Verse number 14. "And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice in his birth." I want us to jump to verse 18. "And Zacharias said to the angel, 'How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well advanced in years.'" Verse 19. "And the angel answered and said to him, 'I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and was sent to speak to you and bring you these glad tidings.'" Verse 20. "But behold, you will be mute and not be able to speak until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their own time." Let's jump to verse 28 till 38. It reads as follows. "And having come in, the angel said to her, 'Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women.' But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was." "Then the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God.'" Verse 31. "And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" It seems like they're asking the same question, Zachariah and Mary. Let's continue, Fundis. "And the angel answered and said to her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God.' Now, indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now her sixth month for her who was called barren." Verse 37. "For with God, nothing will be impossible." Verse 38. "Then Mary said, 'Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word.' And the angel departed from her." Let's quickly read Romans 4:19-21. Then we will continue from this. Okay. Romans 4:19-21 reads as follows. "And not being weak in faith," talks about Abraham, "he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God." Verse 21. "And being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform." Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. Did it bless us and bless Abaphulaphuli? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, Mfundisi, we are talking about alignment today, not just any type of alignment, because we as people, it is not possible for us to align ourselves.
Yeah.
We've been trying all these years, Mfundisi, but it's not working. That is why you'll find Abantu, they will say, "This is the new year. I'm going to do one, two, three. I will make sure I read the word every day. I will make sure I fast twice a week." But you find that if they do it with their own strength, they fail along the way. So it shows that we cannot do it on our own. We cannot align ourselves. We cannot do it on our own. We need the help of the Holy Spirit. We need the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. So when we talk about alignment, Mfundisi, it refers to the correct position of something or someone. So in short, we can say coming into a position of agreement with God when we talk about us as Christians. So in order to come to full alignment with God, there are certain things, Mfundis, that we need to do. It's not going to be God doing everything by himself. There are things that we need to do on our own. There are things that God has given us a capacity to do. We need to study the word. We need to pray. We need to fast. We need to worship. So it means there's a part, Mfundisi, that we have to play in order for us to be aligned with God in a proper way. So there has to be an alignment in our lives before we can be effective in all that we do. If we are not going to be aligned with God, we are going to be busy, Mfundisi. We are going to be busy bodies, but we are not going to achieve the things that we are supposed to achieve. In the book of Amos chapter 3 verse 3, I believe Umphulaphuli is familiar with the scripture. It says, can two walk together unless they are agreed? So what does it mean? It means I cannot walk with someone. We don't know where we are going. We did not even agree that we are going to that direction. So it's the same with my relationship with God. I need to agree with his commandments. I need to agree with what he's saying about me. So what does it mean, really, Mfundisi, to be in alignment with God? It is when our hearts are right with God. It is when our spirits, our souls, and bodies, they work together in peace and harmony. And it is when we are aligned with God, it means the spirit is the one that is ruling. Because sometimes we can have godly desires, but if the flesh wants its own thing, it becomes difficult, Mfundisi, for us to be properly aligned. So what does it mean really to be properly aligned with God? It means that we train this body, Mfundisi, to be able to do what the spirit desires. You see, sometimes there are times when you feel that the spirit wants to pray, but the body, you can tell that my body does not agree. But through training, you train your body, you train it, and it will get to a point where it aligns with the spirit, and then it becomes easy to do the things of God. An aligned person, an aligned person, Mfundisi, has got a strong spirit. It doesn't just happen overnight, Mfundisi. You train your spirit. You train your spirit. So how do you train it? As we agree with God's word, our lives come back into proper alignment, whereby we are able to walk like Jesus Christ, whereby we are able to say to people, follow us as we follow Christ. That alignment will come this year in 2024 if we devour the word, if we pray, Mfundisi, if we fast, that alignment will come. So Mfundisi, please allow me to ask a few questions before I continue with this message. Why do we fail? Why? What makes us to fail? I know. Some of us, Siavuta Mfundisi, will say, no, as a Christian, I do not fail. But in when we look in practical, there are areas where we are failing. And the answer is found in the book of Psalms chapter 82, verse 5. It says, they do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. So what does it mean, Mfundisi? It means I can fail, not because I don't have an ability. I can fail, not because I am not strong enough. I can fail, not because I do not have capacity, but because I do not know. I can fail because I don't have knowledge. That is why in the book of Proverbs chapter 11 verse 9, it says that through knowledge shall the just or the righteous be delivered. So it means as we are starting this year, we need to be full of the knowledge of God. We need to be intentional, Mfundisi, in 2024 to say that I'm going to learn the ways of God. I'm going to read my Bible so that I can know what does God require of me. It's very easy, Mfundisi, to deceive someone that is ignorant. It's very easy to deceive someone that has no knowledge or has less knowledge. So for us to be able to be safe from deception, we need to know what is the word saying about our God, so that when people come and want to deceive us in the name of the Lord, we are able to see that no, this one is not speaking what the Bible says. So I want to, Mfundisi, as this month has started, I want to just say, Guti, we have written our goals down, we have written our dreams down, we have written our visions and our we have written our resolutions, Mfundisi, but it's not different to last year. Remember, we did the same thing even last year. And some of them, chances are, we are repeating them again this year. they did not come to pass. They did not happen. The question is, why did they not happen, Fundis? So I want us just to look into that just briefly to say, there are so many things that we have written down from last year, but they did not come to pass. And some of us, we might be asking and say, no, but I've done my best. It means it's with God. But let me say this to Mpulapuli, there's no way we can find fault in God. God has provided everything that we need. All that we need to do is to go to his word. But I like something, Mfundisi, a thousand of years ago, God gave a success formula to Joshua. You might be asking yourself, what is that formula? Let me read Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. It says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. So what is this success formula? It means you shall speak the word. What is this success formula? You shall meditate on the word. What is this success formula? You shall do what the word says, Mfundisi, without you engaging the word. Unfortunately, there's no success formula for you. You can plan all you want. You can write all the plans that you have. You can put them under your bed. You can make even a chart about them. But if you are not going to engage the word, unfortunately, you are not going to be aligned with what God wants for you. Remember, the Bible says in the book of Acts, when it talks about David, it says he serves the purpose of God in his generation. The purpose, Mfundisi, is still of God. But who's going to serve it? You are going to serve it. So how can you serve this purpose when you do not even know this purpose? It means you must go to the word. You must ask yourself, what is God saying about me? What is my success formula? What must I do for me to succeed? So you must go to the word. Hallelujah. I like it, Mfundisi, in the book of Psalms chapter 1. It describes someone who delights and meditates on the word. It says he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaves shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. You hear, Mfundisi? It says this person that delights in the word, whatever they do shall prosper. So if you do not delight in this word, if you do not devour this word, unfortunately, you are going to do finder. Unfortunately, you are going to be doing a guesswork. This one will work, that one will not work. So you need to go to the word. In the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 4 to 5, it talks about Uzziah. The Bible says he did all that was good in the sight of the Lord. The Bible says he sought the Lord in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding of the visions of God. Listen to this, Mfundisi. It says, as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. It was not a formula that I'm going to mix this one and that one. It was in seeking the Lord. The secret was seeking God, not seeking prosperity itself, not seeking success itself, but seeking God. And then prosperity will come. Because the mistake, Mfundisi, that we do, Nabapulapuli, is that we want to know 10 steps to success. 20 steps to making it in life. Unfortunately, those things do not work. We need to seek God. In seeking God, this prosperity will come. In seeking God, this success will come. So it is very important. You need to go to a secret place and seek God. Remember, Mfundisi, the designer knows the limitations of the design. Meaning, the one who created us, he knows our limitations. We should not put limitations on ourselves. We should also not put limitations on God, because he's the creator. We should allow him, as he's the one that molded us. He's the potter, Mfundisi, and we are the clay. We should allow him to mold us the way that he wants. So I want us, Mfundisi, to say this year, it is the year that we are going to stop putting limits. It is the year that we are going to stop limiting God. It is the year that I'm going to say, yes, I've fasted in 2023 looking for a job. The job did not come, but I'm not going to limit God. I'm not going to say, no, he's not going to do it. I'm I'm not going to say I've been sick in 2023 and the healing did not come. I'm not going to limit God. I'm not going to say no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to put that limit in Fundisi. I'm removing that limit and I'm challenging Mpulapuli. I'm saying Mpulapuli, remove, take off the limits of God. Do not limit this creator. Remember, you're the created one. So he knows you more than you know yourself.
Yeah.
So some of us Mfundisi, we have progressed up until a certain level in our lives. And we said, no, I can't move. I'm beyond this point. My father did not move beyond this point. My mother did not move beyond this point. But I want to challenge Mpulapuli to say our pattern is Jesus Christ. Our pattern is not our biological parents, because they had their challenges. They had their shortcomings. I heard as I was coming, Mfundisi, you did say challenges will come in 2024. Yes, indeed, they will come. But when we align ourselves with God, the challenges are not going to bring us down. When we align ourselves with God, and it's not going to be easy, Mfundisi, for us to do that. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to help us do it. So I want to say today, what might have created the limitation in your life, it's possible it's wrong friends. It's possible it's the environment that you are in. So you need to change the environment. If it means you change the friends, you need to change them. You see, Mfundisi, I cannot stay with someone who's going to say, no, you are not going to make it. This year is not your year. I move away very quickly from those ones. So I'm challenging Mpulapuli to say, if you see you've been trying to change the friends, you've been trying to change this environment, sometimes you might have to move away from the environment.
Wow.
Sometimes you might have to move away and expect that God will answer you this
Thank
year.
You,
expect that you'll hear from God. He is an
Thank
unlimited
you.
God. And in Mfundis, I want to say today, there's a remnant of people that are forerunners. What are forerunners? They are ambassadors. They are going to proclaim and declare that our God is unlimited. So I am one of them today to say my God is not limited by anything. There's nothing that is too powerful above my God. So I want to challenge Mpulapuli to say, Mpulapuli, be also a forerunner today. Because when you are a forerunner, something good is going to happen. Because the one that you are proclaiming good news for is going to sponsor you. There's no way, Mfundisi, I can be an ambassador of God and he doesn't provide resources for me to tell people about him. So there's no limit in God. There's no limit in his ability. There's no limit in his love. There's no limit in his mercy. You might have messed up in 2023, but I'm telling you today, his mercy is everlasting. His mercy endures forever. All you need to do, reach out to him. All you need to do, just reach out to him. Hallelujah. So there's no limit in his grace and supply. He is the God that supplies. Now, what we need to do is to remove the limitations in our minds, because already some of us, we have limited God in our minds. There are things we told ourselves that no, God cannot do this one. No, this one, it can never be done. So I want to challenge you, Mpulapuli, that there's nothing important with God. There's nothing too hard for him. The Bible says, with those that believe, there shall be nothing that is impossible with them. So it's not only with God, Mfundisi. It comes to me as well. Do I believe? Because yes, with God there are no limits. But the question is, do I believe? When I believe, I make it easy now for God to work in my life. When I believe, I make it easy now for me to proclaim the good news, for me to do the works of God, for me to speak about this Jesus Christ. Because remember, Mfundisi, when Jesus was going to be with the Father, he said, greater works than these ones you shall do. But we are not going to be able to do them if we put limitations on God. We are not going to be able to do them if we limit ourselves. Now, the one who created us is unlimited. Now, there's no way we can also be limited, provided we are aligned with him, Mfundisi. So aligning with God makes us free from natural limitations, Mfundisi. And it makes us to have enough capacity to perform the things that we need to perform. So I want to challenge Mpulapuli today and say, Mpulapuli, all it's possible. Nothing shall be impossible with God. Whatever that you might be facing today, take it to God in prayer. In the book of, I think it's Jeremiah 33 verse 3 says, call unto me and I will answer you and tell you things which you have not known. So I'm saying to you, Mpulapuli, call unto God and he will answer you. It's possible that there are things that you have tried to do last year, but they did not succeed. Now, this year is a different year. We are going to succeed this year because we are going to meditate on the word. We are going to speak the word. If things refuse to change, we are going to speak the word. Fundis, in closing, let me go back to the scripture that I read. We read about Mary and Zachariah, Mfundisi. What I like, the angel comes to Mary. The angel says, Mary, you are going to be pregnant. Mary, you are going to have a son and his name shall be called Jesus. Listen to this, Mfundisi. Mary is trying to understand that how is this even possible? Because first of all, I'm not married. I do not even know a man. So how can I just become pregnant out of the blue? And the angel did not become angry, Mfundisi. The angel continued to speak and said, don't worry, Mary. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. He will overshadow you. And Mary Mfundisi was listening. Mary could not understand. But Mary was still listening. Mary was listening. And the Bible continues to say, verse 37, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. And Mary Mfundisi saw, and she said, let it be unto me according to your word. Now, Mfundisi, we also read about Zechariah. The angel, the same angel goes to Zechariah. He says, Zechariah, remember, Zechariah is the priest, Mfundisi. He says, Zechariah, your prayers have been heard. That's why I said, let's mark that part. He says, Zechariah, your prayers have been heard. So I want to ask Mpulapuli, as the angel is talking to Zechariah, to say, Zechariah, your prayers have been heard. It's not possible that Zechariah was praying for a job. Mfundisi. It's not possible that Zechariah was praying for good health. Zechariah was praying for a child. Because when the angel came, he said, Zechariah, your prayers have been heard. But listen to this, Mfundisi. When the angel was speaking, Zechariah asked a question. How can this thing be? And the angel said, you are not going to be able to speak. You are going to be mute until this promise is fulfilled. Now I got confused. The angel, when the angel went to Mary, Mary asked the same question. But now the angel is speaking to Zechariah. Zechariah, Mfundisi, is asking the same question. But the consequences or the results are different. Here's the reason why. Remember, Zechariah was the priest. So God expected Zechariah to be on another level of faith. He expected Zechariah to be operating on another dimension because Zechariah was representing the people. So he was supposed to know that with God nothing shall be impossible. That is why the angel stopped his mouth. He shut his mouth before he could ruin the promise. So it takes a miracle for us to bring a miracle. So that is why now Elizabeth at her old age was able to carry a son. Now I want you to see that Mary, even though she did not understand, she decided, I'm not going to put limitations on God. I don't know how he's going to do it, but I know that he's going to do it. I know that with him nothing shall be impossible. So I want to say, Mpulapuli, decide today just to be like Mary. Even though you don't understand, when God says this year shall be better, I know you are confused. God says this year you shall get that job. I know you are confused. God says that marriage will be fixed this year. I know you are confused. God said that partner will come back to me. That partner that is giving problems in marriage will come back to me. And you are confused as to how he's going to do it. But decide to be like Mary and say, according to your word, I decide to believe you. I might not understand how you're going to do it, but I decide willingly, I decide to say, Lord, do it according to your word. Let's look at Abraham, Fundisi. We read the book of Romans chapter 4. The Bible says he was weak. The man was old, but he decided, I'm not going to consider my body. I'm not going to consider even the deadness of Sarah's womb. I know know she's old, but when God speaks it, I know that God will do it. Yo. The Bible says Abraham did not stagger at the promise of God. He did not waver. He said, I will believe him because I know that the one who promised is able to fulfill it. So I want to challenge Mpulapuli. Mpulapuli, God says the doors are opened in 2024. It's either you believe his report or you believe the report of the devil. The devil has been whispering to you to say you are not going to make it. You are not going to amount to anything. But we reject the report of the devil today and we accept the report of God. We accept the report that comes from above because the Bible says every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. So I pray today, Mpulapuli, that let everything good come your way this year. May you prosper this year. May you be free from the bondage of limitation this year. Do not limit God in your mind. Do not also limit yourself. God has given you capacity to make it in 2024. You are going to make it. Not because you are strong, but because the greater one is in you. You are going to make it. Not because you are wise, but because you have the mind of Christ. It is my prayer that you will see the unlimited supply of God in your life. And God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. In closing, Mfundisi, there's this animal that they call African Impala. That animal, Mfundisi, looks like a... It looks like a springbok, but it's not a springbok. When you read about that animal, Mfundisi, they say the animal can jump 10 meters long and it can jump 3 meters high. And when it runs between 75 kilometers per hour to 90 kilometers per hour. So it's very fast. And when it runs in zigzag. Some of us, Mfundisi, we've been running from problems last year. We've been running in zigzag. But this year, we are going to trust God. This year, we are going to have faith that God will do it. So I want Mfundisi to listen to this. When you study about Impala, they say that, remember, it can jump 3 meters high. When you put Impala in a zoo where it cannot see where when it jumps, where it will fall, they say that Impala will put limitations on itself. Remember, it can jump 10 meters long. But now, if the Impala cannot see where it will land, Impala cannot jump. Impala will limit itself. So I'm saying to Mpulapuli, you've been limiting yourself is enough now. Even though you don't see the end, but I want you to take a step of faith. Even though you don't see that this job will be mine this year, but take that step of faith. Be bold in 2024. Even if you don't see it happening, but take a step of faith and say, tomorrow I will take my CV and go and apply. Say, tomorrow my marriage will work out. Say, tomorrow my children will be obedient. I pray, Mpulapuli, that you will make it in 2024. So all that is needed is that faith. You need to exercise your faith. Don't be like Impala when it's in a zoo, but be like Impala before it is put in the zoo. Mfundisi, without wasting time, I just want to say to Mpulapuli,
thank you.
All Jesus. Things are possible to those who believe, Mpulapuli.
Wow.
And do not limit yourself. Remove those limits from God and remove them from yourself. And definitely you are going to make it this year. We are going to pray and trust God that you will make it this year. Thank you very much, Mfundisi.
Wow, Mfundisi. Thank you very much. I am speechless and I'm so blessed to be sitting under such a powerful message. Thank you very much of sharing about alignment. We really divine alignment. Wow, from this, yay, there's a lot that you said in this place.
Amen.
I just want you to pray for our Mpulapuli, and then we close and release you. I'm speechless.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy. We pray, mighty God, this evening for Mpulapuli. Heavenly Father, you know their struggles. You know where they are falling short. Heavenly Father, we pray, may you align them with your weight, align them with your spirit, oh God. Father, we pray, grant them grace to make it in 2024. Heavenly Father, grant them capacity, oh God, to grow in knowing you. Father, we pray those that were about to lose hope, restore hope, Heavenly Father. We pray those that I need, might God send supply, oh God. Open the doors that have been closed on their faces, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Others have been applying for tenders. They've been rejected. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you may intervene. Others have been applying for jobs and they've been rejected. Mighty God, intervene. Send divine help, Heavenly Father. We pray, mighty God, grant them grace as they align with you. We know that you shall make them to prosper. Those that have been praying for healing, oh God, we pray as they align with you, oh God, divine health is their portion. They shall receive good health in the name of Jesus. We rebuke, mighty God, anything, any obstacle standing on their way, we rebuke it and cancel it. We declare no weapon formed against them shall prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. May you supply, because you're the one who supplies bread to the eater and seed to the sower. In the name of Jesus, nothing, oh God, shall be impossible with them because they believe. We trust you, oh God, and we pray right now, help them, oh God, to remove the limitations that they've put about you. Help them to remove the limitations that they've put about themselves, oh God. Father, we thank you. Grant them that ability to excel. In Jesus' mighty name, I thank you. Let them testify of your goodness in 2024. Let them say we have seen the hand of the Lord in our families. Let them say we have seen our children change in the name of Jesus. Let them see, oh God, increase in their careers, increase in their families, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, even their finances, we pray, cover their finances in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We declare divine provision, we declare divine protection over your children, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. Be glorified in their lives. Amen.
Amen. Wow, Fundisi, thank you very much. There's a lady on Facebook, Salome. She is so blessed, and she has recorded the message word by word. Oifagela pagu Facebook. Thank you, Mfundisi, very much. You don't know how blessed I am just to be sitting under this wonderful message, Mfundisi. Siyabulela nagumama ekaya, nagumtana ekaya. Thank you very much for allowing Mfundisi to be a blessing to us and to our listeners. Fundisi, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Ayakuluma. No, Fundisi, siyabonga. Thank you very much. Kanti ke ngoku sikhupha ke umfundisi umkhwanazi sitho kamandi ethetha ngokubaluleka kwe alignment. That we need to be aligned kule season with God. And necebo likaThixo simkhupha ke ngale ngoma kaThandeka esithi uJehova uya ndithanda.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.